Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Alrighty, AMA as we, well, typically do Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. We pushed it back a little bit today. By the way, I really got something to say about someone at our radio station. I'll get to that later in the segment.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either. AMA, Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know
today?
All right,
let's go with the classic. Tell us something we don't know about you.
Well, you know I'm going to the Fairfield reunion this weekend. Do you know that they are honoring me this weekend?
Whoa! What?
Getting the Nick Foles treatment. Statue.
Nuh-uh.
Statue.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
A big hammer upon me coming back from my 25th reunion. Big hammer. It's going to be right there in the quad. Big hammer statue.
Surprise, yeah. It's not a grapefruit.
So is this a total joke, or are they actually honoring
That's
you for something?
It's a total joke.
Okay. Yeah.
No one believes
so they're not actually honoring you.
James thought maybe.
I don't know. Fairfield, like you've talked about many times.
Not many notable alums
from Fairfield.
No.
I thought maybe made the cut.
No notable alums. Other than maybe that guy's the goalie for the hockey or for the soccer team. Kevin Nealon is not an alum. I think he went there for like a year or so.
Tough.
We have nothing. But someday maybe they'll give me the statue. You know, you want?
No, they won't.
Instead of you want Philly, be like, you want another beer? Be like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
so that was my college actually thing. Tell us something we don't know about you to the AMA question.
Did you go there all 4 years?
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
it wasn't like all the other schools you went to
no.
around here.
No, it's a good question.
Once I got there, I was there. I don't know, James. That's all I got for
you.
Oh,
great,
I
mean, John. Really, you got an answer?
I have a good flex. I was telling Alicia when we were at the thing for Doc, all those guys who were there, Javon was one of the guys, and I told Alicia, check out Javon's hands when I, you know, shake hands with them. It really is amazing how massive his hands are, and we used to do this thing back in the day where you would take a football, you'd grab one end of it, and then the other guy would grab the other end of the football, and you'd have a contest and see who could wrestle the football from the other guy. I was the champion of the Eagles team, and I thought for sure that when Javon came in, he was going to beat me. Because he can fit his hand around the football like long ways. His hand is so massive. So I thought for sure he would win, but it was a hard-fought battle. I was able to beat Javon back in the day. That was my flex.
That's awesome. That's a great fact.
That's a solid
We've
flex.
Never heard that from you, dude. Yeah. That's great.
I like that
Me
one.
Me too.
A lot.
I like that a lot, too.
I would
All right, John, this one's for you. Related to the Nick Wallenda discussion, what is the craziest thing you've ever done? For example, skydiving, bungee jumping, something along those lines.
A lot of really dumb stuff. I don't even want to give it life. I don't even want to think about the stupid stuff on, you know, spring breaks and things like that. Once upon a time when I thought about nothing before I did it, because I've now brought three lives into the world, yeah, and I feel like it's somehow going to come back. We did a lot of dumb things. And part of the problem was, you know, like the fear of heights thing, it never really took hold for me. So I can remember some examples, like being over at my buddy Greg Parente's house. We used to use his video camera and video everything. And I got this idea, okay, let's start using reverse tech tape technology. So I'll stand on the edge of your back deck backwards, and I'll jump off your deck backwards.
So it'll look like you're jumping
and
up.
Land backwards on this massive hill.
What in the world?
And then try to run backwards down the hill. So when we play it in reverse, yeah, it'll look like I run up the back
super
hill
fast,
and jump up
super
onto
fast,
the deck.
Yeah,
yeah. And so that's, we sat there and we tried to do that all afternoon. All afternoon. I stood on the railing of a deck backwards and jumped off, trying to make it look convincing, and then run backwards.
Boy.
Dumb stuff like that.
That is.
It's dumb.
Yeah, especially for a guy with an NFL career going,
yeah,
on.
It was high. It was high. And they're telling me stuff like, don't ever ride your skateboard. Don't ever ride your skateboard again. They're saying at the swimming pool in the summer, don't ever go off the diving board. So,
wow.
I was jumping off Greg Parente.
You did
deck
way
backwards
worse
instead.
That's great.
That's wild.
All right, let's do one more. It's from Jack the Mike on Twitter. Jack says, what trait of your co-host do you most admire, and what trait drives you the most crazy?
I'd say John's love of his family and just overall care. You can just tell. You know, you listen
drives
to the
you crazy?
Show.
That's weird.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you can just tell. And I admire that with John, to say
the
least.
Yeah, this is a big hug situation right here. Joe and his family too.
Thank you.
It's important.
You're kind of just stealing my answer, but okay.
Yeah, not a very creative response. You want to think about it.
I'll tell you what drives me crazy. Let's get to the other side. What drives me crazy?
That's all.
John's ignorance with injuries. I mean, he acts like, you know, that Vic Fangio said yesterday that, you know, Jahad Campbell's not even going to practice till August. Oh, no big deal. Like, he'll be ready week one. Maybe. Maybe not.
Let me add to Joe's little.
Bryce Harper
there.
Got smoked. Oh, no biggie. He'll be out there tomorrow night.
These injuries
really?
That we're talking about with Jahad Campbell, these are the medium guy injuries, the linebacker, fullback, tight end injuries, all of which I've had, and the surgeries that I've had. You know, 20 years ago, I have some idea of what it feels like trying to come back and deal with these injuries when it was like medieval-ish.
Yeah, but here's, and John,
he has more advantage now than I did when I was trying to come back from the same thing.
But
I'm basing a lot of this off of that.
What's the big but?
So you
he
are
always
basing
says the same but to
what
you.
What's
hope. This?
What's the big but?
Your career was cut short.
They don't want Jahad Campbell to only play for seven
they're
seasons.
Smarter
they
about
want
it.
Jahad Campbell to play.
Yeah, well, they do, but they also want him to play for more than 7 years.
The Jahad only time
Campbell
they let a guy
wants
rush
to
back.
Play.
Carson?
No, they let Brandon, because Brandon was going to retire.
Well, yeah. Well,
and Carson,
well, because it was the Super Bowl.
Carson, they learned their lesson from Carson. Yeah. He demanded to come back.
Yeah, and listen, BG, obviously, that was good. It
he was going to retire.
Him, yeah, I mean, it's his last game, and it's the Super Bowl, so go for it. All right, with that AMA, we shut it down. All right, so Phil's win last night. Nice job by them. Well played game. They get up to the 6-0 lead early and pretty much cruise. Got to use the, I was going to say bum. Let's go with lesser bullpen guys because they had a big lead. So that helps tonight's game. So you got all your Stromies and your Kirk Greens
Romano.
And Romano. They're all ready for tonight. So it's always nice, Ben, when you get that cruise to the victory and use the lesser
no
guys.
No doubt.
So, you know, that makes Rob
Ben,
Thompson happy.
We didn't get to ask Ben about what? The Luzardo. Why were all of those pitches that were hit four-seam fastballs the other day?
That's not the question. The question is, why was he kept in?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you don't let your guy, I mean, this guy's had such a great year. And, you know, obviously in Cy Young contention, I don't know now if he is. But, it was puzzling to me as well.
Right. I mean, if I'm Luzardo, that's, whew.
Yeah. But, you know what? I give him credit. He
didn't say anything publicly.
He didn't say anything publicly. He stayed in there, and he took the bullet.
He sure did.
And you know, and then some.
Correct. And in your day, that was a bigger thing because you had less people in the bullpen.
Less,
and there were, there were times
less.
The pitcher knew going into the game. Yeah.
And you also gained a ton more respect by your teammates for doing that.
I said
a ton more.
I said that earlier this week.
Why were they all four-seam? Was the four-seam just a he was just that off that day on that pitch?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't throw a lot of two-seamers, but the four-seam was just missing. And, you know, he wasn't sharp. He just didn't have any a whole lot of finish. And these guys were ambushing him, and they took advantage. You know, it's just one of those days. Again, we talk about the four-game losing streak of the Phillies. It's one of 162 games. Stuff like this happens.
Right. But it could cost them a Cy Young.
It could.
Now,
no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to – it really
– And it could, it's going to hurt his arbitration number, too. That's something – you know, when you're talking about contracts that teams give. Arbitration is based on numbers. It's like, very clinical. Like, it will hurt the amount of money that he makes next year.
Yeah.
Fact.
No doubt. I mean,
that's
amazing.
How significantly are we talking? I mean, when you say that – What are the numbers?
I don't know. A few million, maybe? A couple million? Something like that? I don't know. I don't know arbitration well enough. I don't know what he's supposed to get, but it will cost him money. Like, stats are what arbitration is based on.
Here's what I'll be fascinated to find out. When the season is over, because we don't know as of right now how many innings he's going to have this year.
Right.
Let's just say he pitches 170 innings. Possible, right? He's not going to be a guy that they put out there for seven innings every game. Okay, so let's just say he comes in at 170. At the end of the year, I want to find out how much did those 12 runs and that limited amount of innings jack up the ERA. Like, I think it'll be, I'm just guessing, I mean, I think it'll be at least a half of an ERA point. Could be more.
Well, I'll tell you one
thing.
You know,
like, that's a big chunk, man.
His ERA went from, I think, 2.15 to 3.65. That was a point and a half.
I know.
In one game. And that's hard to do when you have 12 starts on your belt.
And that's a third the way through the
it's
season.
It's almost impossible.
Yes.
Like, again, you had to give up the most runs a Philly starter has given up since the 1930s.
Yeah. I think it's going to cost him half an earned run at the end of the year.
I was talking to my folks about that. Actually, James, I hate to correct you, but it was the most earned run since 1947.
47. My 1940s.
My parents weren't even born yet. I thought it was 37.
Yeah.
My parents weren't even born yet, and I'm 48 years old. My parents were born in 48. This record went all the way back to 1947.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
It's
really
crazy.
And I'm all for correct himself, sir. So more of that anytime you get a chance. Also, more of Vic Fangio anytime you get the opportunity to play the Eagles' grizzled defensive coordinator talking about a lot of topics. In this case, yesterday, a lot of Eagles defenders. Offseason, obviously, early June. So let's listen to Fangio as he talked yesterday about let's get to the Jahad Campbell audio. So we talked about Jahad Campbell, covered sort of the rehab process and what's going on. Let's listen to Fangio and Vic Fangio and Jahad Campbell.
What kind of role do you envision for Jahad Campbell, and specifically as a pass rusher, how do you evaluate him?
Well, right now he's working at ILB because there's a lot more to learn there. So that's where we'll start him. He won't hit the practice field until, you know, sometime in August. So we're doing all we can. He's doing all he can in meetings. We're doing all we can with him on the field. I take him to the side and do an individual drill with him that's suited to what he can do right now. So he's working good and trying to pick it up.
When you see him, though, do you see pass rush upside with Jahad?
Potentially.
What would it take to realize that?
Getting him out there.
So, you know, when you hear this yesterday, I mean, when I did, my first thought was there's a real chance he's not going to be ready for the start of the season. I mean, maybe he will be, maybe he won't be. When you hear a guy's not going to be able to get out there until August, and he didn't say early August. Remember, guys, training camp starts in late July. So what he's fundamentally saying is he won't be ready for the start of training camp, and he's not saying, but he'll be ready like the second week of training camp. Now, he could be, but he's not saying that. He's saying August. That could be late August. That could be after the preseason games are over.
And the season starts September 4th.
Right.
You know?
Right. I do know. So I think there's a really good chance Jahad Campbell won't be ready for the start of the year. And it explains why the medicals impacted his draft status and he fell as far as he fell. I mean, we're all in celebratory mode. And I'm not saying it's rip the Eagles mode for picking him. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just know for year one, when you'd like to have his services the whole time, you might not. And then obviously, while a guy like Cooper DeJean hit the ground running when he got in there around October last year, not every rookie does. We'll see. Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
Very rare that rookies do.
Very rare.
And we had two that did.
Yeah. And I'll say exceedingly rare that one does when he doesn't even really play till October. Because my recollection is Cooper DeJean got hurt like sort of on the early side of training camp.
Yes, he did.
So he missed a chunk.
He missed it, you know, because he missed all that time. They didn't know where to put him.
Yeah.
Remember, that was why he fell. He didn't really feel like, I know he suffered an injury, but I think he fell more because people didn't know where he was, you know, what position he played.
Cooper DeJean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know quite why he fell.
If I recall, that's why he did.
Yeah, he fell.
Well, look, he might, like, he's not an outside corner for the Eagles right now. Like, maybe teams thought he wasn't set to be an outside corner and didn't realize his true value.
That is possible.
Oh, 100%.
All right, to the phones we go, 215-5.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
592-9494, Ron in Pottstown. Hey, Ron, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Morning, team.
Ron, Ron, I got your voicemail last night, and I'm going to call you today off the air.
Okay, super. I was there the night that Melinda crossed the stadium.
Nice. No.
Let's do it.
Yes, tell us.
All right, tell us.
I never missed an opening day in the 70s. I was a nervous wreck when he was going across there.
I bet, man.
How long did it take?
It took, I don't know. It took quite a while.
I'd imagine. That's a long way to go. And it's not like you can, like, speed it up. Hey, come on, man.
No, I know.
Hustle it up. Yeah. We got a game to play, Nick. Yeah. Hurry up.
Yeah, and they didn't clear out the bottom. That section wasn't cleared, but You can't go on. I never really asked that question. But
so are you saying if he had fallen, and thank God he did not, but if he had fallen, you're saying he would have fallen on humans at a certain point?
To my recollection, he didn't. But see, I have CTE, and in fact, last night I had taken a shower, and I was going to McDonald's, and I was halfway there, and I realized I didn't have my boxers on. So you can't go by me.
Okay. All right.
But to my recollection, they didn't clear it out. And it was nerve-wracking. I mean, I was a wreck the whole time. I said, gosh, don't let this poor man fall.
Yeah.
I remember him being such a little man. He was tiny. But I can't imagine going across.
Well, smaller is better.
Low center of gravity.
Yeah, and like
a tree fall hard.
And an ant would have a better chance than a human. So smaller is better because
actually, Joe's family going back.
The jockey thing?
Yeah, Joe, your relatives would have a better chance.
It was my great grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your great grandpa.
Yeah.
Low slung the cameras.
I mean, now we're talking, you know? He ran the horses on the Drexel estate.
Okay. I was also there the year that Jim Cott was on the mound, and we had a streaker. And I remember him running the bases. And they stood on second base. He had cowboy boots on. And he stood on second base and lifted his arms. He didn't have a stitch of clothes on but the cowboy boots.
No, he went for two, huh?
It was quite a scene, Joe.
You don't get the streakers at games much anymore. Yeah.
Like Morgana.
It's rare. You should tackle him.
Morgana is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
It was freezing cold. I remember that.
Wow.
I have to say it was entertaining.
All right, Ron, I need an answer from you. Who's known for something random? You can win Phillies tickets to join us next week.
This surgery is not random, but he developed it, and that is Dr. Frank Job.
The Tommy John guy. Yeah.
The Tommy John guy.
It's a decent answer. I don't think it's going to be the winning answer.
He's not famous enough, I think, but Frank Job.
He's pretty famous.
No, Tommy John surgery is. I'm saying Frank Job isn't famous.
No, I'm saying Frank Job.
I know who he is, but he's not as famous as Houdini for something random. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Ron, we got you, bud. Good call. I'm going to get you off the air later today. Appreciate, always love hearing from you.
What's up with your new hat that's just sitting over there by its lonesome?
Ben just gave me this.
Yeah, better question. You got a haircut, but you're wearing a hat. Why?
I just didn't have much time today. I didn't gel it up in the morning.
For someone who loves to rip other people's hair, you love to wear hats a lot.
You
didn't gel it up. Not really show off your hair at all.
You have to gel it up?
If I don't put some gel in the hair, I'm not showing it to the world.
No way.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Does that feel vain?
Yes.
Oh.
Is that true?
All right.
I mean, there's no sense of putting gel in your hair if you got to throw headphones on it, right?
Well, there is, but you know it'll muss it up a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Why what? What's your question?
So you get a haircut, you like to show it off, right? I got a haircut.
Point.
I'm going to rock my new haircut today, but you didn't.
And you have to do headphones and stuff. Like,
because
seems like it would be counterproductive to what we do.
No. I mean, we're still on count. We got this YouTube thing going on now. I got an image uphold. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
I got a rep to protect.
I got a rep to protect. That's right. All right, let's get to Patrick in Tabernacle. And then wait till I tell you about someone here at WIP. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Yeah, Joe, I was hoping to be able to see your new haircut, but I guess we'll have to.
There we go. I'm going to don the hat.
Look at you, idiot. Look at your hair. You look ridiculous. How's it feel? Whoa. What a great haircut. Moron.
Jimmy still. Oh, wow. We got a moron.
Harboring some grudges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the.
Amy cut it for you?
Comment?
Oh, no. Okay.
She did not.
Okay.
I'm vain, but I'm not that vain.
So, okay, good. Yeah. She actually got that haircut.
I would say Jimmy's still a bit miffed.
He is really.
I'm just taking an opportunity to call out some hypocrisy. That's all.
Patrick. No, Joe gave Jimmy's wife a hard time.
During the pandemic, when we were all just getting cuts at home or whatever.
Which was a bit unfair.
She had no idea what she was doing, and she basically shaved my head by mistake.
And it was good.
And Joe just crushed it.
It was a horrendous haircut.
She knows. She knows. It was a pandemic haircut. Okay. Yes, my wife did it in the shower, of course.
Okay. It wasn't horrendous.
And then you had to just
it was
pound
abysmal.
On. But you actually paid for that, so that's pretty bad.
I think that's a handsome haircut. It looks like it's well done.
Seltzer's trying so hard.
I'm winning is what I'm doing.
It is.
It's easy with you.
It flummoxed me, Patrick, not at all. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah. Good morning. Hey, real quick, Ben Davis, I got to tell you, I really appreciate you're doing a great job up there, man, with the Phils.
I appreciate it.
My wife's a big fan, and while you guys, real quick, Joe, can a chicken swim?
Good question.
Okay, hang on. Can a chicken swim? I mean, are you giving me a length of time here, or what are we talking about?
You going to take the whole show? It's got a live radio show.
No, not for me to figure it out. How long does the chicken have to swim is what I'm asking.
You either swim or you can't.
Hold on. Yeah. Patrick, how long does the chicken have to swim to qualify as swimming?
That's, you know, Joe.
Dude, you can either
hold on, Patrick. Semantics. I'm asking Patrick a question.
Joe, I guess, you know, Joe, I don't know how to answer that.
Well, see, this is why I'm a great lawyer. Okay.
No, it's actually a dumb question.
A great lawyer, and the answer actually is a trick question, a bit of a trick question.
Okay.
They can swim not for long because they don't have waterproof feathers.
See, I mean, Ben, you got to admit, that's a pretty good job
that's
by the hammer.
That's pretty good by the hammer.
And it's by the way, and
why would it not be able to swim?
And Patrick, Ben told me off the air last week, and I appreciate this, that I would be a great lawyer.
You would be a tremendous lawyer.
I mean, that's an example right there, right?
Tremendous lawyer.
Thank you.
No doubt. He's a great lawyer. And listen, Joe,
you know, lawyering is mostly writing. Did you know that? That's what lawyers do. They write a lot.
We reason. We reason.
They write a lot.
Why wouldn't he be a great lawyer?
They read and they write.
He can flip stuff around like that.
Because it's Joe. It's Joe.
Yeah.
He knows what happened in our sports. Up until what year? What year do you think it stopped?
John, I just proved to you with Patrick 2010? With that exchange how I can just break people down.
2010.
I mean, Patrick, I just break people down. That's what the hammer does.
Joe, you would be a great lawyer.
Thank
and
you.
You've got, listen, you have to kick. What's your Bobon's?
Bobon. Yeah, I'm going to take care of the
Why don't you go be a lawyer?
No.
You talk about it so much.
After yesterday, Joe, go get him. But real quick, I'm going to give all my time. Vic Fangio, I'm kind of like, I was dead wrong with this guy. I didn't necessarily like the hire. But, John Ritchie, do you think that we're witnessing in real time culture change defensively? Like, I get the feeling that this guy is, in a short period of time, has just come in and brought this whole new, you know, we got a whole new thing going defensively.
Culture change, Vic Fangio, culture change. I think this is not necessarily a change, but as old school in today's new school NFL as defenses get in terms of mindset, in terms of like the mentality, the go out there and thump people with the discipline. And, you know, they couldn't handle this in Miami, if you'll recall. Vic Fangio Vic Fangio is not a flexible coach who's going to be like, okay, guys, hey, you know, like maybe there is a new way to do this. He's going to say, I got my way. And that's it. And our guys here did a great job of listening and learning and keeping an open mind to that. And it clearly paid off. And I don't think they're going to go in a different direction now, because now the proof being in the pudding, like everyone wants to keep doing what works.
Patrick, it does make the Dolphins players look ridiculous. And by extension, the Dolphins head coach and
GM.
General manager and
Feels
owner
like
that they ran this
weak,
guy out.
The head coach.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty good, but
I thought he was brilliant.
Well, he's a whole new age
like
kind of a
that
guy.
That new age thing. Yeah.
But to
that's
let the players
the opposite side of the coin from what we're talking about here.
Patrick, to let the players run Vic Fangio out of Miami was just a crock.
And then kick him on the way out.
I mean,
the things they've taken to social media, all that kind of stuff, you know.
That was ridiculous.
You know what he kind of reminds me of? That parent that tells the kid to turn the TV off, but he says it like this. Turn the TV off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's turn the TV off.
Mm-hmm.
But the players respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
The child would respond to that. It's like, if you say okay, it's like, okay.
Maybe if you want to.
Maybe if I want to, maybe if I don't,
I think
the TV on.
I think of this
you know
sort
I mean?
Of thing
That's
when I'm
what
talking
I think
to
of.
My dog, Carl. Right now, honestly.
Yeah, it's a puppy. It's not going to work at all. Yeah. You were managed by Lou Piniella.
Yeah, well,
so you know what it is.
Well,
Lou,
that's a whole.
Yeah.
Fangio reminds me of a gym coach from like the 70s or 80s.
Yes.
That's just, he just happened to be the gym coach that became a defensive coordinator in pro football.
Right.
That's
But I'm saying, like, say, there's no point in wavering for these players. It's like, I'm going to do what this dude tells me to do.
Uh-huh. Hey, Patrick, give me a great answer, man. Who's known for something random?
There's Seamus called up earlier, and by the way, Ron from Pottstown. God, I love that guy.
Yeah,
I love that guy. The song Seamus, Pink Floyd. There's a dog howling, and it's a Russian wolfhound by the name of Knobs, Mademoiselle Knobs.
You got it, bud. Patrick, always good to hear from you. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, which finals are you more likely to watch? One starts tonight, one starts tomorrow. More likely to watch, is it A, the Panthers Oilers, put another way, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, or B, the Pacers and the Thunder, the NBA Finals, which begin tomorrow night? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. So speaking of voting, we had a poll a month or so ago. Who's going to win this competition between me and...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Fritz. And it was overwhelmingly Fritz. Like, I don't know, 85, 90, 95%. People have just doubted me to the
not
high.
Me.
To the high. Well,
not me.
No, you supported me.
I support you.
But you thought I would lose.
Not anymore.
Thank you, Rhea. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies.
I call pandering.
Ladies and
I
gentlemen.
Call pandering.
Oh,
ladies
pandering.
And gentlemen.
When you hear this.
Let's play some audio from yesterday. Ben, have you heard this yet?
No, I have not.
John, have you heard this yet?
What?
Is this the big WIP?
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Buddy.
I got some WIP.
I genuinely have no clue what you're about to play.
Oh, this
so.
Is great.
I got some WIP news. Now, some know, because if you listened yesterday, you know. But if you don't know, you don't know. Jack Fritz made an announcement yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, and this was part of that top five at five thing they do. Let's listen to that announcement
from Jack Fritz. It was, I guess, number one of top five at five. Let's listen to what Boban said.
But the number one thing that I need to get out in front of, and this is, I say this with the utmost disappointment, and I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
The oaf. I mean, guys, this is unbelievable. By the way, there was more. Let's listen.
I'm just done. I think my arm is legitimately shot. They say you have only the certain amount of bullets in
all
the
right,
chamber.
All right, enough.
Just
play the music.
Ike Reese.
Shut up.
All right, great job by Spike and Ike. Right. Great
double
job.
Shut up.
All right, enough. Okay, but that wasn't quite enough because Fritz went on with more lame talk.
Jack, isn't part of the reason that you think you are so superior in this challenge is because DeCamera's going to fall apart or whatever.
Yes!
And you are bailing on the...
This one's important.
The baseball one.
God.
I'm not bailing on it. We'll do something else.
It's the baseball one. You were a pitcher, which is what you brag about all the time.
Was.
You got in his head, Joe.
I told you, Rhea.
You got in his head.
And let me just say this.
So what are we going
to
do instead?
Well, hold on. We'll get to that in a moment. But I want everyone to just understand very clearly. And I'm not even... Like, this isn't even a diss on Fritz. I'll get to that. I want everyone to understand. I meant this from the beginning. I still do. I'm going to win this competition. I know a lot of people have doubted me. Like, if you notice what Fritz said in the first of those series of audio, he referred to this competition as a bit. You'll hear that term sometimes in radio, like it's a little like a little bit. This has never been a joke for me. I told you 2 months ago. I'm telling you now.
Because we've been waiting 2 months.
We see you play Beat Dammer.
I'm telling you, I am going to win. I've never wavered in that. But Fritz is wavering.
We're telling you that you're still going to lose.
That's fine.
Oh, no.
Wait. My question is, does this count as a lot? Like, are you essentially getting a handicap?
Well, it's not a handicap. No, I'm not up one. I'm not up one nothing. I'm not up one nothing.
So you're not up one. So we're not counting.
But here's the thing. No, I'm not. No. But Fritz has pulled out of, like, this was his staple.
So
sport.
You should be thankful. Right.
No, because I was going to win this. I knew I was going to win this. So
all
I'm actually annoyed.
So then be thankful that you can beat him in something.
Well,
else.
It's really irritating because
I don't believe that.
I felt incredibly confident as a hitter against him as a pitcher. Incredibly confident. The way we had the whole thing set up, I had to get on base a certain amount of times. Like, I was going to win that. So to me, this is a negative for me. Except it makes him look so ridiculous. Like, he is what Kobe called Dwight Howard. Period. It's what he is. Now, let's listen to more of Fritz, because I got to...
Could you clarify?
No.
We all get it.
No. I got to get and give credit to Spike and Ike, because they were holding his feet to the fire yesterday. Nice job by them.
No one asked Ike to run down and do a wedge 10 years after he retired.
No one challenged him. He would.
I would.
He would.
I'm sure he would have. I'm sure he would have. Listen, I'm not proud of it. I just...
Oh, my God.
I cannot throw.
Pathetic. I did not see this coming.
I can't throw anymore.
This is so pathetic.
I told you, guys.
I agree with Ike. I didn't see this coming.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't see this coming.
And you knew I knew he was soft. I knew he was soft. And I said that many times. And he's got that element where there's no doubt in my mind if I get in front of him in certain games, he might cry. Like, he's got that in him.
We can't say because he can't.
John, how do you not move your opinion at all? This guy just backed out of a competition.
Because I watched Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett have to do it?
Once upon a time at a golf tournament, there was a
Jim Plunkett.
Could you just stop?
What is
talking?
It? The 1980s.
I wasn't expecting that either.
There was a tee box where, for your first drive, you would throw a football instead of drive it with your golf club. It was your first hit, you know, at this tournament, and so everyone was, you know, just rearing up and whipping that thing as far as they could. Some guys were, you know, 80 yards downfield, huge dudes. Jim Plunkett, you know, Super Bowl winning Jim Plunkett, got up there and couldn't get that thing 5 yards down the fairway.
Right.
Because sometimes after you do it that long, it's just, you can't do it
anymore. So here's the point, John. He probably won't win.
Right.
That's my point.
All right. Well,
I mean, I don't know
something that his body was no longer capable of doing.
What is that analogy? Guys, here's the deal.
It's okay. His body can't do
that.
Let's do something different.
No, it's not okay.
But John, this is weak. This is weak by you.
No.
Listen, we're going to do all sorts of competitions. We're not backing off doing this whole thing. But what is it is pathetic by him. I mean, what I now have to, what am I defending? I don't even know what position you're trying to put me in here. You're bringing Jim Plunkin into this. Fritz stepped up with his main sport
his
and it's ducked out.
His arm doesn't work anymore.
And I'm going to kick.
He was a pitcher in college, and now he's like
you're
suffering the ill effects of that.
That's
you
fine.
Mentally
you should feel
have
some
beaten
sympathy
him.
This guy. For him.
Rhea, what am I supposed to do with this guy?
I have Plunkin. I don't know.
Ben, how many times like do you
Fritz
feel some sympathy
such a big
for a
game.
Former pitcher who can't throw anymore? Like, I do think it's something.
If you physically can't throw, you can't throw.
And I don't want him to throw. What if he's going to injure himself?
So what if your groin, your so-called groin, blows out again?
If it happens in the middle of a competition, then I would lose that competition.
Okay.
If you notice, I haven't pulled out of a competition. And here's the deal, Ben, and I said it very clearly from the beginning. I'm going to win this. He is soft.
100%.
There is a soft underbelly to his body and his personality.
Too.
He is soft.
But
he's not the competitor. I told you guys from the beginning. I will win this thing for two main reasons. One, I'm a better athlete. Two, I'm more determined.
Both
period.
Are wrong. Okay. You are not.
No, he's definitely more determined. I think that is absolutely
There's
true.
No question
yeah,
about
there
that.
There is. Yeah.
There's
he's
no
not
question.
A better athlete, but
you
he is more determined.
You cannot say you're a better athlete than a guy who went and played baseball in college. Yeah,
and backed out yesterday.
John, you're coming
from left field
you're
right now, John.
Tougher,
this
yeah.
is weak by him. Look, obviously I'll take all the praise by the audience for it's not 1-0, but it's like it's 1-0. Like it's like I already am up because this guy is so lame. And James, you know, James, I told you privately and said publicly, right here on the radio, lame-o, and I was gonna whip his ass. You know I said that.
Obviously.
I have never doubted myself.
You, know you haven't.
I've never doubted myself.
I agree.
You know you
You've
have
never
not
doubted yourself.
Won anything.
Okay. Well, except for this reality. I've won at life to this point more than him athletically, and I expect to prove that again in the coming weeks and months.
God, what was that?
God, that's it.
What kind of statement was that?
There's a reason he's called Boban in the Oaf, and there's a reason someone else. I'm just saying someone else is, and he's Boban in the Oaf. I called him Boban in the Oaf, and he proved himself
you
to be Boban in the Oaf.
You call him those things.
Okay, well, I'm just... I told you, guys.
You laid down totally.
I told you. Devin, your reaction. Devin, you know I called this.
So what
you
are
you know I called it.
You didn't call it.
Not him dropping out, but him being lame.
I'm disappointed.
As you
I'm
should
disappointed.
Be. Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed in Jack.
I'm disappointed that
very
this thing hasn't
him.
Happened.
John, you're bringing up Jim Plunkett. What is Jim Plunkett up to with
him? I have full confidence in Jack in every other category, though.
Any longer.
Say it again, Devin.
I have full confidence in Jack still in every other category.
Well, that's
I'm
dumb.
Sorry, Joe.
You don't have to apologize to me. Apologize to yourself when this thing's over.
So
just wait till tomorrow when he pulls out of the next thing that you've scheduled.
Yeah. What is the next contest
we'll figure
that
out. Rhea, do you now think, because you did not before think I would win.
But I supported you.
You supported me, and I appreciated that.
Oh, It's the weakest thing I've ever seen.
Do you now think I will win?
1,000%.
Thank you.
You've already mentally beat
You're
him.
Foolish.
Okay. Look, I told you guys. I don't know what else to say, but we'll take your phone calls. 215.
Do you really take like?
I'm gonna win. I'm gonna
take
win.
Confidence from the fact that his arm doesn't work anymore.
Listen, I feel bad for him on that front. I do, and I don't want him to throw at his arm and have to have rehab for a year. That would not be good. Okay, I'm not advocating.
That's a possibility.
Of course, it's a possibility. But if he wants to pull out, like I can understand a guy. What is he? He's a young kid. He's no respect
he's
for his elders.
31, I believe.
He's got no respect for his elders. But like, bottom line is, do I want him to play if he's going to throw out his arm? No. But the whole point of this whole time has been not. It's not a bit. I'm going to win. I told you that then, telling you now, and I'll tell you in the coming weeks and months when we do it.
So
period.
Your plan for winning is just to hope that he quits every time?
Every time.
Guys, I'm going to win basketball and tennis, and then I got to win one other
You're gonna
sport.
You're going to actually win the contest,
athletic
competition.
But now, can we just run through, so we don't have baseball, so we have...
Well, we could still have baseball, but this changes it. I mean,
could he still swing a bat?
Well,
what if he did like
he can, but here's one of the problems that annoys me there. I am more of a Bryson Stott than a Nick Castellanos, to give you like if it's a home run derby, he may be
small
better.
Ball.
But
right.
I am a contact hitter. I get on base. We had a perfectly constructed contest.
You
He's
have to
the pitcher.
Run to get on,
I'm
so
the
we
hitter.
Have
I was going to run.
Defenders.
Yes, I was going
to
run.
Who are fielding to try to prevent you from getting out there. So you have to run, too.
It's just a loser move. Bottom line is it's a loser move. I mean,
once a quitter, always a quitter.
He physically can't do it. How is that a loser move?
Stop feeling bad for him.
No. No.
Remember, Joe, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Yeah, yeah. But Ben, part of it is he talked such a big game.
You can't.
That's what it's going to be. It's really going to be hard for him to walk that back. Just saying. Let's go to the phones.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.